Another sustainability principle is the precautionary principle. It was included in the Rio Declaration of 1992 as, in order to protect the environment, the precautionary approach shall be widely applied by states according to their capabilities. Where there are threats of serious or irreversible damage, lack of full scientific certainty shall not be used as a reason for postponing cost-effective measures to prevent environmental degradation. The precautionary principle states when an action is suspected to harm the environment, but there's no scientific consensus, the burden of proof lies with those wanting to take the action. The principle is justified by experiences from systems thinking that the behavior of many complex systems tends to be counterintuitive and often chaotic. Hence, there's the risk that the system would leave its stable state if actions that are not well understood were taken. As long as we don't understand the effects and possible side effects of an action, the action should be deferred until there's a better understanding of its consequences. Nevertheless, a danger of the precautionary principle is that it doesn't operate in the most cost-effective margin and could block technology innovation that may provide positive impacts. The precautionary principle can be described by a cost-benefit analysis, considering both the damage costs as well as the abatement costs. As represented in the graph, there are different ranges of risk-taking. The precautionary principle operates in the area with the lowest risk. The next level is the consideration of the best available technology, located at the level when damage costs start, in order to reduce this risk, not considering the economic optimal point. The latest range is the cost optimal area, where the combined damage costs, as well as the abatement costs, are minimized, accepting a certain level of risk.